Support for this podcast comes from Troy University, dedicated to teaching a new generation to lead change. Information on leadership opportunities available to students from day one is at troy.edu/leadchange.
From Troy Public Radio, this is the News Wrap from In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. Todd Stacy, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, joins us during the spring fun drive here at Troy Public Radio. He shares his belief in the value of public broadcasting as a reliable source of independent journalism. And his wild card today is about Mr. Tom, who insists on going to school. Todd Stacy, welcome back to the News Wrap on Troy Public Radio from your office at the State House with Capital Journal.
Good to be with you.
Todd, we're in the middle of a fun drive for the spring. What are some of the topics that have been so important that you've covered on the News Wrap here?
It's been a very active session, so you kind of started with gambling. Remember, that was a big issue out the gate. It's still ongoing, and then we got kind of thrown the curveball with IVF, in vitro fertilization, which became really a big crisis in the state after that Supreme Court ruling. Of course, voting issues with absentee voting, ballot harvesting, a pretty controversial legislation dealing with diversity, equity, and inclusion. It's been a really active session, and so we've really tried to provide our viewers and your listeners with as much information about these really important bills as we can.
And of course, District 2, the new congressional district, you have showcased the candidates. That way we've gotten to know their positions.
That's right. I thought it was important. It being a brand new district and so many people running, I thought it was important. Good opportunity for us to sit down with the candidates and have the public get to know them a little bit and ask them questions. We're doing that in round two now. I interviewed the Democratic runoff candidates last week on Capital Journal. We'll have the Republicans on probably next week. And the candidates appreciate, you know, an opportunity to come on public television because they have more than just a 2-minute soundbite, sort of something unique we offer at public television.
Well, our fun drive theme for the spring is get closer to your vote. It's an election year. So that's one thing you bring to the News Wrap here at Troy Public Radio, your knowledge, your expertise, your interviews with all of these candidates and the topics that you mentioned. So I think it's worth supporting. What do you think?
Well, that's kind of you to say. And yes, I do believe in public broadcasting to obviously include radio. And I appreciate the opportunity to come on your show and let people know what they can expect from Capital Journal and just give a little update about what the legislature is doing. And so, yes, I absolutely encourage folks to support public broadcasting. We have a mission of truly informing the public about their government and the decisions that are made in a uniquely nonpartisan, no agenda filled way. And I think that's worth supporting.
We have a couple of ways to get in touch if you'd like to support Troy Public Radio and this an important broadcast with the News Wrap. 1-800-800-6616 or online troypublicradio.org. So let's switch and have a wild card. Let's lighten up, Todd.
We like animal stories. Up in North Carolina, this elementary school was, quote, terrorized by a territorial turkey that just wouldn't leave the playground and all over the school until the principal had to take out an umbrella and chase him away. But I tell you what, I also know that it's turkey hunting season, at least here in Alabama, and I know some friends that would take a different tack with Tom the turkey.
So maybe that's why Mr. Tom is hanging out in the carpool line at the school.
Yeah, he wants to stay in town where he can't become dinner.
Well, Todd, who is on Capital Journal, Alabama Public Television, tonight at 7:30?
We've got a great show tonight. We're reviewing a very busy week in the legislature, lots of controversial and consequential bills passing. My guests include Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth. He's really been instrumental on the workforce issue. Also, Congressman Mike Rogers. He's the chairman of the Armed Services Committee, a really high-ranking position, especially with all that's going on in the world. And also, the newest member of the Alabama legislature, Representative Marilyn Lands. She won that special election up in North Alabama that made national news. It was a Democrat winning a Republican-held seat.
Todd, thank you so much for joining us here at the News Wrap, and we are privileged and honored to have you on the program scheduled 3 times a day on Fridays.
Well, thank you very much.
That was Todd Stacy, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, tonight at 7:30, Sunday at noon, and weeknights at 10:30 during the legislative session. The program is also on YouTube as well as the aptv.org website. Thanks for joining us today for the News Wrap on In Focus, which is a podcast on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. Remember to support Troy Public Radio at 800-800-6616 or online at troypublicradio.org with our gratitude. This is listener-supported Troy Public Radio, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison.